Degrees, and as I've been telling you this morning, we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Senator Joni Ernst. Senator Ernst, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to get to visit with you, Senator, and always look forward to our conversations. Thank you so much for your time. How are things in D.C.?
Well, you know, they're always interesting. Let's put it like that. Every day is a new challenge and a new opportunity to overcome.
Now, while, Senator, there are many, 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 many things we could talk about, because there it just seems like it never ends. But with today being April 15th, let's talk about the IRS. How about that?
Oh, yes. Today is tax day.
Now, that's...
Those that didn't know.
The number one thing that people want to talk about on April 15th is the IRS. Good or bad, we'll leave it to how people want to do that. But you have proposed some reforms, could we say, to the IRS. I want you to tell me about what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have an act. It's called the Audit the IRS Act, and it does require annual audits of agency employees and the termination of every IRS agent who isn't paying their taxes. Mm. You would think that the employees over there at the Internal Revenue Service are good, upstanding citizens, and they're paying their taxes, but we have found many, many that are delinquent or haven't been paying taxes. So it's important that if we are enforcing these laws and rules upon the American people, that at least those IRS agents are adhering to those same rules and laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second bill that I have is my tax, the tax delinquencies and overdue debts are government employees' responsibility. You know, the abbreviation is Dodger Act.
There we go.
It requires the IRS to annually publish its federal employee tax delinquency report on the current and retired federal employees who have delinquent tax debt or have not filed a tax return. So again, just being more transparent, hey, allow the American people to see what federal employees are not paying their taxes.
So, Senator, you've been pushing for a long time for you waste and fraud. This is something that really you started your campaign a dozen years ago, Senator, with this.
I did.
And it's something that you have continued throughout. Are you getting support with these acts? Are people on board with it, or are you getting pushback?
Yeah, of course. All of my Republican colleagues are extremely supportive of these measures, and I've been working on a fraud package. Our majority leader, John Thune, has asked me to do this, and so these tax bills are part of a consideration for the fraud bill. There's just all kinds of things that we're working on, but yes, they are very supportive. We do get pushback, of course, from those on the left.
Am I correct in saying that there's about $50 million that's owed in federal taxes from our IRS employees? Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's pretty astounding. And again, you would think that if you are actually working for the agency that collects taxes, that you would also be paying taxes, you would be caught up to date. But unfortunately, that is not true. And yes, we have tens of millions of dollars owed to the IRS by those that actually work for the IRS.
Well, absolutely. And no better day to think about that when you go write that check, Senator, for your taxes. Go, Senator Ernst. That's what it's going to be. But there you go. Very cool. So one of the things, Senator, now our military, we've talked about our military. You're a veteran yourself. And I think our military is awesome. I love our military. You know, there's a lot of political, there's so much, I'm going to say noise in air quotes online about what's going on in Iran, but I love our military. I marvel at what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
They are remarkable individuals, and I just marvel at our military. But with that, now you have introduced some bipartisan legislation. I think it seems to me that everyone would jump on board with this military child care act or push that you're doing. I want you to explain this to me. Why is it important?
Yes, and thank you. And I am partnered with Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, who also serves on the Armed Services Committee. And what we have found is that our military families are consistently struggling to find affordable and reliable child care. And what we see is that these families, they move frequently, they work irregular hours, and they live far away from extended family. You know, the blessing I had when I was deployed is that I had family that could care for Libby. Many of these families, and Libby is in this situation now, you know, serving in the Army, mm-hmm. she's far away from family. It's not like grandma can come babysit my grandson. So, you know, it's really difficult. So what we have done, we have introduced a bicameral, bipartisan HERO Child Care Act, and it establishes the first of its kind child care readiness data system that can track capacity, staffing levels, vacancies, and turnover in the system. And it makes hiring these providers more efficient by cutting a lot of the red tape and expanding the hiring pool. So what we want to do, we want to eliminate those staffing shortages and end those long daycare wait lists. And this will help our military families. They give so much to our country.
Yep.
We can at least provide a way or help them find a way to care for their children.
I have two nephews, Senator. One is in the Marines. One is an Air Force. They are married. They have children between the four children between the two, between the ages of 1 and 4. So, and they, you know, we've had this conversation, this very conversation about
yeah.
child care. It is an issue. Absolutely. So,
yep. God bless them.
Very cool. That's good news. So that is moving along well. A lot of bipartisan support for that.
It is. A lot of support for that.
Shaheen, Senator Shaheen from New Hampshire, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And it is her last year as well in the Senate. And so this is a really big push for us. We know it's going to solve a lot of issues for our military families. Many of them have those working spouses. So this is really very important. So, yes, we want to see it done by the end of the year.
All right. Hey, let's talk about, and by the way, Senator Joni Ernst with me this morning, talking about a number of different items. Talk to me about the 4th Annual Entrepreneur Expo that will be at Iowa State University. Tell me about that.
Oh, I am so excited about this, Aaron. This is my 4th year and final year mm-hmm. of doing the Entrepreneur Expo at Iowa State University. It will be held on Tuesday, June 30th, and I chair the Senate Small Business Committee, so I've just been thrilled to do this. And it's giving Iowans the chance to sell to America's largest consumer, which is the federal government. And this year's event is going to spotlight the role that Iowans can play in supporting our nation's defense industrial base and strengthening U.S. national security. So we'll have hundreds of Iowans that will participate in this day. We'll have about 40 federal agency departments and state entities. We had all of these entities. They've been coming now for a number of years. They appreciate the opportunity to connect with Iowans that might have great ideas or products that can support the federal government. I've heard a lot of great feedback from our Iowans that attend the event,
mm-hmm.
and we look forward to welcoming even more folks at Iowa State this year. So what I'd like folks to do, if you're curious about it or you want to get registered, visit ernst.senate.gov/expo. You can register and reserve your spot today. So again, ernst.senate.gov/expo. We'll look forward to seeing you on June 30th.
So that will be your 4th and final year. I still think we need to reconsider that, Senator. I just
thanks.
I think we do. But I know you're not gonna do so. But anyway,
no.
So I know it's crazy times. It's busy times. I want to say thank you for your service, Senator, for both military service, and now in the Senate. Is truly remarkable. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I know you're busy. You have a lot of things on your plate, but thank you so much for including us in the conversation. I
Always
appreciate your time.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Make it a great day. Thanks, Senator. Senator Joni Ernst with me this morning, and always a real pleasure to get to visit with Senator Ernst and to learn more about what she has going on there in D.C. It is Wednesday. It's April 15th, and it's 10 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock.
It's time for a Fox News Network update here on Country